got, let's see, we got, oh, Lynn on the line at 308-8867. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, guys.
So what'd you find out?
Listen, I just called because I wanted to give the final word on this dog urination problem.
Thank you.
When you guys,
as long as it's the final word.
Well, this is the final word. When you first started talking about it, I thought, you know, that is really interesting. Why would a female be more of a problem than a male?
Well, I think that's you obviously know the answer to that.
Because urine is urine.
Oh.
And it turns out that the deal is that when the body metabolizes protein, it puts out urea, which is a big nitrogen form. And what's happening is it's a matter of the method of application rather than anything to do with the city or anything in the urine.
That male is shooting it up at wall.
Yeah, the males hike their leg and tend to kind of mark their territory by fire plugs and trees and that sort of thing, whereas it's concentrated with the female.
Yeah, and they would, I guess the males have a tendency to urinate at the same spot, too, but so do the females.
Well, hey. It's any way you cut it, it's a spray with them, kind of, you know, usually.
Hey, Lynn, I know we want to get away from this, but what about Dalmatians that have a different chemical? Their urine is completely different in terms of chemistry. I was just wondering if that was...
I don't know about that, but it seemed to me that because they said that really what it amounts to with dog urine is that it's putting excess nitrogen on a spot on the lawn. So you'll see a dead center, and where it's not so concentrated, see a green ring where it's actually got a shot of nitrogen been fertilized. And I think they tended to say that really the most susceptible lawns are the ones that are well cared for because they're fertilizer and they're growing well, and a dog comes on and gives them a unnecessary burst of
got all
fertilizer,
that.
And that's why it killed it, just like a spot of heavy fertilizer.
Yeah, just like Jerry says that when it's got all that concentration and growth and soft green foliage.
Yeah. Now, one of your buddies that you sent me, Dr. A.W. Allard, a Colorado veterinarian, he found that, he didn't agree with that. He didn't think that was the problem. You know, he said it wasn't that pH of levels had no effect, and he said it was just even though the urine would have to be unnaturally concentrated, his test with the concentrated dog urine found that fescue and ryegrass made the best use of fertilizer, but Bermuda grass and Kentucky grass, if exposed to dog urine concentrates, would be nitrogen burned.
I guess this is just one of those fascinating facts and natural phenomenon.
One thing I didn't get to read a while ago said the primary chemical component of fresh pee is urine.
Uric acid, too.
Is urine. Urea. I'm sorry. This is also a component of blood and of milk.
And of urea fertilizer.
Is the diet of anyone who eats meat or dairy products, so it's not generally harmful.
Right.
Perverts, that's what made me think of our show, who drink pee for thrills are not at any great risk of injuring themselves unless the pisser was sick or the pee is left to go bad.
He's made that up.
Out here, I'm reading right here.
What?
You could safely drink your own pee or your seeing eye dog's pee to get that little way across the desert and not hurt yourself as long as you drink it fresh. So if you're going to drink urine, make sure it's
what's
fresh.
That? What's that? What's that? A statement we always
there
say.
There it is right there.
I don't care where
read
it is.
That. I'm reading this right off the internet.
People are going to start quoting you. You want to be quoted for saying that?
The other thing is, I think it's been a couple of weeks since I looked at this. I think they indicated that if you're trying to water it, to dilute it, that if you don't do that within about 6 hours or something, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a time frame.
Everybody, I suggest that they go out when the dogs go out to pee. They go out and wet.
You give your dog some kind of complex. You follow them around with the hose.
Well, now, on my lawn, which I paid a lot to get to grow well, and I take good care of it, the pattern is a dead spot, a green spot, and a dead dog.
Oh. How does that blood on the lawn? Does that
well, that
affect
it's all, it's all protein and nitrogen.
And you always want to get the dead dog off as soon as possible.
All right, I just wanted to wanted to put this to rest so everybody
Thank you,
be
Lynn.
Sure that they know
I've
it.
I got this. I'm
you
not making this up. Lynn sent me all this.
Yeah,
all
right.
See you.
Bye.
Well, it's your fault. We went this far.
Hey, I gotta go now.
Bye-bye. Bye. Take care. Well, don't forget now, Lynn is going to be coming to San Antonio. We'll have to get Lynn on the show when he comes to town. All right.